833-2782. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show on this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Steve just texted me during the break. I responded, could you please send me the information on the next Constitution class? Thanks. So, Steve and I sent it to you. It's the flyer. It's being hosted by the Mackinac County Republican Party Saturday, February 3rd. Deadline to buy your books, to register for the class coming up here on January the 20th. You only have 18 days to register. Text me the word class. I'll text you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You just click on it. You'll see the post, the crash course training workshop event, Saturday, February 3rd, 2024 in St. Ignace, Michigan. The flyer's there. Sponsors so far, Mackinac County Republican Party, Antrim County Conservative Union, this radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, Frisky's Farm Market. They're providing the great apples for us. State Representative Neil Frisky, he donated the Michigan full-size Michigan State Constitution. And Mark Eby, so far, our sponsors for the event. Deadline to register is Saturday, January 20th, 2024 at 5 p.m. Materials need to be ordered and are included in the $49 cost. Come and get trained on Robert's Rules of Order, which is the 19th century para-parliamentary protocols that every elected board / commission and even Fortune 500 corporations use to conduct their meetings. The Crash Course Training Workshop will educate you on these rules that must be followed in order to run a productive meeting and to arm you with the information to hold organizations and boards accountable. Once you get to the website, AC Conservatives, you're reading the post, it'll tell you register. Simply go to the top right side of the website, subscribe to our email blast. Put in your email and hit subscribe. To actually register, it's simple as 1, 2, 3. Number one, subscribe to the email list, the blast that will be going out. Number two, click on the yellow donate button. Step number three, donate $49 for each attendee. Now a fourth step, if you attended the previous class and have the books and the guide, just donate $10 for this refresher class that you'll be able to attend. The price includes the Robert's Rules Quick Start Guidebook and a 6-page laminated quick study reference guide. We provided links to both the book and the guide so you can see them on Amazon Prime, where we're ordering them from. A copy of the Michigan State Constitution, compliments of State Representative Neil Frisky, will be provided and will be used as part of the training. Location, Little Bear Arena, 275 Marquette Street in St. Ignace. Doors will open at 9:30 to check in. We can give you a link there that you can click on. All you have to do is change the starting address, and it'll give you driving directions directly to the event. Bottled water and Frisky's apples will be provided. Feel free to bring your own lunch and or snacks to eat during the class. Additionally, be sure to bring a pen and reading glasses if needed. I know I brought mine. And I'm the one teaching the class. So, yes, definitely text me the word class, and I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website. Follow the instructions to a T. If you have any questions, you can text me or call me, 231-360-5140. Now, according to MERS News Service, what do you think the number one top policy reform of 2023 was? What do you think it was? We've already talked about repealing right to work, reinstating prevailing wage, the Reproductive Health Act, the abortion bills, all the things we've already talked about, the gun laws, red flag laws. Well, the number one issue, according to MERS News Service, the budget and transparency. When the legislature passed a $57.3 billion omnibus budget for fiscal year 2024, combined with $24.2 billion in pre-K through 12th grade education budget, totaling $81.6 billion in spending, that made headlines. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer barely broke out her veto pen. She signed it all. Why? Because it was a Democrat budget. And I'm sorry, folks, any Republican like Senator John DeMoose who voted for the budget should be removed from office. This should have been a strictly partisan Democrat budget. Unfortunately, it wasn't. Some of the rhinos voted for it, including the aforementioned state senator. Not included in the several supplements that were passed by the legislature outside of the omnibus budget and the school aid budget was an additional $2.06 billion in special pork projects that benefited individual districts. Like, for example, in Senator John DeMoose's district, $15 million to study, get this, fresh water. What? You got to spend $15 million of our taxpayer dollars to study fresh water in Traverse City. Are you kidding me? The intake for the municipal water supply for Traverse City area residents comes right out of the bay. The largest body of fresh water in the world. And you got to do a study on it? John, I got a very simple question. Come on the show and explain to the people who exactly got that $15 million bucks and what are they going to do with it? Won't attack you in any way, shape, or form. Just come on the show and explain it. When we talked at the Charlevoix County Lincoln Day dinner last year, when you snapped the photograph of me and Vicky holding hands at our table, you were sitting behind us. You texted me that picture. You said you would come on the show. John, I'm still waiting. I'm not holding my breath anymore because I'd have been long dead if I had. But come on, sir. Seriously. $15 million to study fresh water. Folks, this is exactly the special pork projects MERS News Service is talking to about. And the story broke on July 24th of 2023. When was that? That's basically them after 4th of July being off for summer break. You know, when it gets normally hot in Lansing, based on the fact that the building does not have central air conditioning, they're never in session during the beautiful, absolutely gorgeous summer that we had. Bill Ballinger specifically shouted out Lansing, saying the number of these projects are just, quote, incredible. It's old-fashioned pork barrel spending like we have never seen in a long time, end quote, said Bill Ballinger. But he said how this spending is going to be received this year, 2024, will depend on the voters' viewpoints. Is it still popular with a lot of people? Or do they think this is really a waste of money? Is this bordering on corruption? That legislators are greasing the wheels for special projects to appeal to the voters in those districts, ignoring the overall fiscal health of the state. Republicans contended that the Democrats blew through, listen to this, $9 billion that could have been spent more wisely on infrastructure. Ballinger said the money could have been particularly used on local roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. While the Democrats just hunkered down and passed the budget anyway. Hammond, the political consultant Democrat, referenced federal pandemic relief dollars specifically. We'll finish up the story. Last segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Thank you. My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. I got a text message from Dar up in Sheboygan talking about Stand Up Michigan, the joint chapters of Sheboygan County and Presqu'ile County. Stand Up Michigan, the Constitution class. The Constitution class presentations by Chris Ann Hall will resume this coming Monday, January 8th at 6:30. However, note that it's going to be at the Sheboygan County building in the commissioner's room, not at the library. If you have any questions, you can text or call Dar at 231-408-8928. Again, 231-408-8928. Thank you, Dar. Appreciate the reminder. That is this coming Monday, 6:30, Sheboygan County Building in the Commissioner's Room. Wrapping up this budget and transparency issue, the number one most important issue, according to MERS News Service, that the Democrats were able to accomplish. Well, on the Democrat side, Democrats got to spend the money. In terms of policy and getting out the messaging, this is how they're going to campaign. Hey, we spent millions of dollars to build the new dog park, to create the new trails. And we fixed this section of road that nobody was able to get fixed in 30 years. But of course, you know all that. You've driven on the roads, you've used the parks, you've walked the trails. Well, guess what? I did that. That's what I was able to get accomplished for you. You drive over these roads every day, it's smooth for the first time in decades. I did it. That's what the Democrats are going to say. But here's the real problem that Bill Ballinger said. While spending was at an all-time high, transparency during the budget process was at a record low. In my opinion, the legislature blew it by not moving on transparency and financial disclosure legislation until the last minute. They held off from flushing out Proposal 1 until the very end of the year. They had to rush it through. Even the Democrats were split in caucus because the progressives agreed with the Republicans. They wanted more disclosure in the bills, but they didn't get it. Honestly, some people believe the legislation they actually passed did not conform to the requirements in Proposal 1. You know where they extended term limits? Well, they were supposed to give us transparency and disclosure of their financial affairs. They didn't do it. So the bill got rammed through basically party lines. And the Democrats are going to have to explain it this year. Republicans are going to hammer away. These bills the Democrats passed was a total farce. There are people in the Democrat Party, even Democrats, who don't agree with the bills. There should have been a lot more disclosure. The sun should shine on these issues a lot more brightly, and the Democrats blew it. Ballinger predicts this definitely will be an issue the Republicans will run on. Of course, Senator John DeMoose doesn't have to run on it because he's not up for re-election this year. He's a state senator. His re-election doesn't start until 2026. By then, people will forget that he voted with the Democrats for these disclosure transparency bills that don't go far enough. Unbelievable. So that's it, folks. Those are the five top policies that MERS News Service felt the Democrats were able to accomplish. The budget and transparency disclosure bills, even though they were weak, they passed them. That was number one. Gun safety legislation, number two. Clean energy and solar and windmill permit sightings was number three. Repeal of right to work and passing prevailing wage, reinstating it. And the fifth item, of course, the abortion bills. Got a very simple question for you. How important were those five policy reforms to you? Do you agree with them? Or do you not agree with them? Well, vote accordingly this year. That's the bottom line. Well, that's it for today's show. Appreciate the information. If you'd like the class information, text me class. I'll get it to you. And now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,